You will come across few people in this world who have devoted so much time and energy into mastering their craft, let alone with equal passion, who engage one-on-one with their audience. Make room on your bookshelf. If you are a real estate investor, flipper or not, these books will be a staple of your collection and give you an incredibly detailed, realistic, and accessible lens into the world of buying, rehabbing, and selling investment property in a repeatable and scalable fashion. Scott Trench, president of BiggerPockets.com. Introduction. Why I've written this book. I've spent years watching real estate gurus rip off eager new investors with high-priced seminars and training programs. I've seen the late-night infomercials that lead starry-eyed newcomers to believe making money in real estate is as easy as making a phone call, buying a system, and waiting for the money to roll in. I've spent many years in this business, talking to up-and-coming investors who have paid thousands or even tens of thousands of dollars to these scam artists hawking their courses. Unfortunately, what these gurus don't tell wannabe investors is that becoming successful at real estate takes more than buying a system or listening to a motivational speaker. Typically, these teachers and coaches are more about motivation than they are about education. They get their students excited about making lots of money and becoming financially independent, but they don't provide the knowledge and tools necessary to do it. In other words, while they may get their students jumping up and down with excitement and at the same time get them to spend more money on more training, most of these so-called mentors don't do anything to help their students start investing. In fact, the vast majority of people who consider getting into real estate never close their first deal. It's not that real estate investing is tremendously difficult, and despite what the gurus and infomercials would have you to believe, it's not that there are secret ways to make money in real estate that only the experts know. In fact, there are hundreds of different ways to make money in real estate. Even one small investing niche, like flipping houses, provides endless opportunities for the creative investor to be successful and earn large profits. But while these endless opportunities might be great for established investors who are looking for new ways to earn a fortune, they can become daunting challenges for up-and-coming real estate investors looking to break into the business. Experienced investors often throw around the term analysis paralysis to refer to those new investors who really want to get the ball rolling with their first property but can't seem to get past the research phase. Either because they are scared of the unknown or because they don't feel like they have enough information to be successful, these new investors never feel ready to jump into the game. This book is for those up-and-coming investors who want to flip houses but don't want to entrust their education and their money to gurus or scam artists. It's for those who already have the motivation to become a rehabber and an investor but just don't know where to start. It's for those who need that little extra push to help get past their fear and overcome that hump of completing their first deal. If you're ready to start flipping houses, this book is for you. My goal with this book is to help you get past your fear of the unknown and to provide all the information necessary to give you the confidence to take that first big step of completing your first or next deal. 20 Steps to Your First Rehab. Before I go any further, let's get a few things out of the way right up front. I'm not a real estate guru. You won't find any secrets in this book that haven't been published elsewhere. I can't teach you how to get rich overnight flipping houses. If any of those things surprise or disappoint you, you'll want to close this book right now. Still reading? Great, then let's get started. If you're anything like me, you hate picking up a book like this, reading it cover to cover, and then trying to figure out what you should do next. Too many of these types of books are more motivational than educational, and by the time you're done reading them, you're tremendously excited but no closer to actually acting. I don't want you to finish this book and not know what the next steps are. In fact, on the contrary, I want you to start acting while you're working your way through the book. In other words, I want you to treat this book as a roadmap, with each step clearly defined and explained. And just so you know that I'm serious about the idea of this book being a step-by-step guide, in this first chapter, I'm going to lay out all the steps you should follow to flip your first house. The goal of this first chapter is to provide a 50,000-foot overview of the flipping process and create a guide to the rest of the book. My hope is that you'll occasionally return to this chapter to help remind yourself of the big picture. If you're already an experienced rehabber and are just looking for some tips and tricks to take your business to the next level, feel free to use this chapter as a guide to each of the steps with which you're already familiar, and then